It is the last Saturday in April, and this is The Beacon. April, can you believe it?
No, darling, I can't.
Honestly,
I can't. Although, you know what I do have to say? I mean, time does go by quickly, but I'm trying to think about even what I did for New Year's, and I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. I can't remember
what I did for
breakfast yesterday. What'd you do?
For New Year's?
Yeah.
Went to bed at about 8 o'clock.
Is essentially what. Oh, you know what? We went out to dinner with some friends and came home and went out. We were in bed by probably 10.
Yeah.
But it's that feels like it was last week, not 4 months ago. I can't manage.
You know what?
I can't handle it. I can't deal.
It goes by so quick. Yeah,
it does.
It really does.
Too much.
So.
Too fast.
You know, I used to criticize my mom with that.
Oh, yeah?
But boy, oh boy, is she right.
Oh, I know.
You know, one day runs right into the other for her.
It does. And you know, it's really, like, for me, it started this blurring speed started when I had kids. And, you know, my daughter, I blink and she's 10.
I know.
She's 10. It was a decade ago that she was born.
Well, look at it. Lincoln's going to retire.
Right.
You know, so.
That's right. That was really surprising to me to hear that.
He's
I can't believe
retired.
That.
That's okay. He, I don't think he wants to be a working dog.
I don't think so. I don't think he's ever really. He's kind of like,
he's the Jerry Lewis of guide dogs, you know?
And, you know, and you're coming off of Abner, who was just
perfect.
Poster child
perfect.
For perfect
yep.
guide dogs.
Yep.
And Lincoln, he's a little bit of a wild child.
Well, I agreed to take him.
Yes, you did, knowing that he had challenges.
Knowing that he had challenges, but and then I had my own physical challenges.
Right.
So that didn't help anything either.
No.
So what are we doing today?
Oh, we are doing a show today, aren't we? We have got Jim Chilson. Oh, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Uh-huh.
Don't you worry about it. I got it.
Yep.
Jim Chilson is going to be with us today.
Yes.
We've got Jim Chilson.
Lots of information.
Jim Chilson. Yep. And then we are going to be talking with Sandy Murillo. She's
yes.
going to be giving us her view, as she does week to week.
That's right. And then...
And then we're
Let Us Turn Up the Beat.
Continuing our smoothie series
yes.
on Let Us Turn Up the Beat.
And then...
Wrapping up with TC, Tom's Corner.
Tom's Corner. Yeah.
That's so we got a full show
ahead
of us.
It's a pretty good show, and we're going to shut up now. And so we could get into Mr. Chilson, because he's got a lot of good information to pass along to us.
Right.
The show's The Beacon. I'm Bill Jurek.
I am Lainey Kleeman.
We will be right back.
If you have a disability or know someone that has a disability, then plan on joining us on July 13th at ACSA Chicago, the Midwest's largest expo of disability products and services. The expo will feature free health screenings, activities for kids, raffle prizes, and much more. ACSA Chicago will be held on July 13th at Navy Pier in Festival Hall A from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is free and open to the public. To learn more, call us at 311 or check out our website at cityofchicago.org/MOPD. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Shy Disabilities. ACSA Chicago is presented by the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities and is sponsored by the City of Chicago, the Chicago Park District, and ABC Channel 7. This is Commissioner Karen Tamley. Please join us at Navy Pier on July 13th.
That smells good.
Well, look who came out of his man cave.
Game must be over.
Oh, babe, just checking on you. And dinner.
Well, your summer clock is fast. It's gonna be a while. How about some celery?
Nah, that's rabbit food. There must be something good in here.
Well, why don't you...
You okay?
Oh,
honey!
It can happen anytime, any place, without warning. Fact is, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die of a heart attack or stroke. Many don't even know they're at risk. The good news is, if you or someone you love has diabetes, you can lower the risk. But it's up to you to ask your healthcare provider how. For more information, go to diabetesactnow.org. That's diabetesactnow.org. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association and the Ad Council.
Well, look who's here. You sometimes open the door and you're looking for a surprise, and it turns out just to be Jim Chilson. How are you, James?
Good, sir. How are you, Bill?
I am so good, and I'm so glad that it's been such a nice winter up here that it better stay that way since I'm moving back.
Yeah, welcome. I know. This has been amazing. And, you know, gas prices, natural gas prices, are at, like, their lowest point in nearly 15 years.
How's ComEdison doing, too, with prices?
Actually, it's interesting that you asked that. ComEd's prices are at around just under 7 cents per kilowatt hour right
sure.
now. And it's some experts say it could go down again a little bit in June to about 6 point somewhere around mid sixes. So, you know, the prices are low right now, and that what that means is that you have to be careful of rip-offs being peddled by unregulated electricity suppliers and natural gas suppliers. Too.
What about the poor folks in the city with people's gas? Because weren't they the only one that wasn't going to be lowering prices?
Well, the natural gas prices across the border are at decade lows right
sure,
now.
Sure.
Our big fight with people's gas right now is over their program to replace pipes.
Right.
About 2,000 miles of pipes. And our argument right now is that we're asking the ICC, along with the Attorney General's office, to issue subpoenas to get executives with the company or former executives with the company to actually testify under oath about what they knew about this program and when. The estimated cost of the program has risen from around $2.5 billion to $8
billion. Wow.
It's about quadrupled. And the thought is that executives knew, in fact, we've shown in documents that executives knew about this cost estimate for weeks and had known about it for weeks before they appeared before the Illinois Commerce Commission. And they told the Illinois Commerce Commission at that time that they knew nothing, that they did not have a new price estimate. And the thought is that the reason is that they didn't want to tell people about this new cost estimate because a very lucrative merger was about to happen, and they were worried that if there was information out there about this pipe replacement program, that it was an absolute disaster and costs were going through the roof, that it might sink the merger. So the question right now, honestly, is did people's gas executives lie to the Illinois regulators about the projected costs of this program? So there is a lot going on right now on all fronts, on electricity and gas. And it's really, I tell you, to be a utility customer these days, you have to be up on things. You have to be smart.
Yeah, it sounds like that's quite true. Is the ICC getting involved in any of this stuff? Are they being more than just what they normally are?
Actually, Bill, the ICC has been very good on this people's gas issue. They have stated publicly, and we thank them for this, that they want to fix this program, that they want to force people's gas to rein in, you know, uncontrolled spending, to fix that program, and also that they want to, you know, they're upset too that about the possibility that they were lied to or misled about the cost, the projected cost of this program. So we have found on many issues, we found the Illinois Commerce Commission, you know, wanting to work to improve things for Illinois consumers. We're grateful for that. You know, it's always a battle. You know, we're dealing with companies that have multi-billion-dollar budgets. They have huge legal teams, and so we'll work with anybody, you know, to protect consumers. And that includes, you know, working with the Illinois Commerce Commission and working with other groups like the Attorney General's office.
Sure. Do we cheat them and how? That's the law firm that all the big firms use. And let me be the first one to say right here, I apologize to the Illinois State Commerce Commission. Then, so, because I stand corrected. And when I stand corrected...
People are frustrated. We all know that. We're seeing that on TV every day. People are frustrated. And you know, it is frustrating. You know, our bills are going up. And it's, you know, you really have to fight, you know, tooth and nail with these companies to protect consumers.
And that is so true. Now, you were saying before we get on the air here that you're having trouble with emails, people responding to emails and things like that?
Well, yeah, I was talking mostly about the emails that Cub sends out.
Oh,
you know,
I'm sorry.
People.
Okay.
No, that's okay. But, you know, there are a lot of rip-offs out there, you know, via phone and via email. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, even you'll get an email from somebody and it looks like the sender is from a good friend of yours. And it says, take a look at this or something vague like that. And then you open it up and it's actually, you know, something that wreaks havoc on your computer. You know, it's a virus.
Right.
So, you know, we're finding that consumers with the new digital age, it's not so new anymore, you know, but, you know, the fact that you can order pizza, you know, over your phone, you know, all these things are coming at us so fast. And, you know, a lot of, scam artists see digital as the new frontier, a new way to get inside our pocketbooks. You know, you can open up an email and it has the same impact as, you know, getting, you know, mugged out on the street.
I got to tell you something, in all honesty. I had a bank card.
Yeah.
And we used it for gas, and we were looking at the bill, the monthly bill. And there were two charges on there that we had nothing to do with. One was from an outfit called Grubhub, and another was from a local outfit down in, you know, in Florida.
Right.
And so I immediately called the bank and canceled the cards.
Yeah.
Because that's the best thing to do to stop the fraud.
You know, a lot of times this problem of cell phone cramming, you know, that due to the work of Cub and other consumer advocates across the country, you know, you've seen it lessen a bit. But, you know, a lot of times you can get a strange text, a premium text.
Sure.
And no matter what you do, whether you, you know, reply to it, whether you try to, you know, disengage from it or you don't open it, whatever you do, sometimes you get signed up for this service and it's hidden away on your cell phone bill for months. People don't realize it. Now, all of the major companies have agreed to give consumers, you know, big refunds and, you know, but I think it just drives home the point that you have to be careful in this digital age with, you know, cell phones. You have to be careful that, you know, opening a text or responding to a text can mean that you okay a charge on your cell phone bill, and you have to be very careful. So, you know, this is definitely, you know, never has there been more of a need for not just Cub, I'm not just plugging Cub, you know, several consumer groups, you know, a whole, you know, menu of consumer groups to try to just protect consumers from all these different scams.
You know what I find the best philosophy, Jim? It's to, if you don't recognize who's sending it to you, just delete it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you never know what's on the other end of that and what kind of group of knuckleheads are out there. You know, if they spent more time doing good as opposed to what they do, boy, can you imagine how good this digital world would really be?
I know, because some of these scams are so clever, and you thought, wow, if they could just put that energy to, you know, doing something, you know.
Positive.
Yeah, exactly, you know, so I guess from the utility angle is, you know, protect that account number. Don't give that account number out. One of my old coworkers emailed me the other day, and we just put it up on our blog this morning about the conversation that he had with an alternative supplier. He said that basically the person said, I'm calling from this company to verify the discount you will be getting next month. And my old coworker said, oh, really? Yes, I just need to verify your bill number, and then I will transfer you to a licensed specialist from ComEd to give you the rate reduction.
Uh-huh.
Absolute scam. First of all, none of the alternative suppliers are working under ComEd. They're not part of ComEd.
Right.
What that person was trying to get was my old coworker's account number.
Sure.
And then, you know, and to verify for the rate reduction, and, well, he's, you know, he's pretty smart about these things. He asked, well, what rate are you offering? It was 7.19 cents per kilowatt hour. That's not a horrible rate, but that's higher than what ComEd is charging right now. ComEd is charging under 7 cents per kilowatt hour. So there were so many untruths. I counted seven in, you know, just this short conversation.
Yeah.
So you just have to be really careful. And I guess the rule is, and I've said it before, is just don't give out your account number. You know, ComEd doesn't call you up or doesn't come to your door and say, hey, can I see your account number?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was really ComEd, they already have your account number. They don't need to get
exactly. And you know what? It's like the people that get scammed with the IRS and everything.
Oh, yeah.
They don't call you on the phone.
Exactly. My wife got a call from them, and they, you know, they had, you know, a ID number and everything they said, you know, and it is amazing. I mean, it sounds very scary when they, you know, when they call you up and, you know, so. But, yeah, there's just a lot going on right now. And the good thing is we mentioned ComEd's rates. You know, ComEd, not only are their power prices down, but the other part of their bill, the delivery part of the bill, just saw a $67 million rate cut as of January 1st. So,
wow.
You know, so things are going good on that front. Now, there's going to be a constant, you know, battle. You know, we just tallied all of the profits of the major, you know, telecom, energy, and utility and cable companies that serve Illinois, and it's $25.3 billion that they made.
Whoa.
In 2015.
Wouldn't you like
Exelon,
to see that in your
which
Christmas?
Is the owner of ComEd, made $2.2 billion.
Wouldn't you like to see that in your Christmas bonus?
Yeah, they don't have any trouble paying their bills. That's what we say. But you know, and you know, the comments we got. You know, we got two comments when we put it out. You know, somebody said greed, and another said, and they want more out of our pockets. So,
right.
You know, it's just a constant battle. You know, right now, Nicor, we've proven in testimony that they've been over-earning.
Sure.
And they want to merge with Southern Company. The owner of Nicor wants to merge with a company called the Southern Company. And it's going to be the second biggest utility in the country. And what we're saying is, listen, if you're going to merge, there has to be some consumer benefits. And we've shown that you're over-earning. You could start by giving consumers a rate cut of up to $52 million. So, you know, it's like every utility, there's some type of issue right now, and what we try to tell people is if you ever have any questions about your utility bills or of any pitch that you get when somebody calls you on the phone or goes to your door, you know, please don't hesitate to call Cub at 800-669-5556 or go to our website at citizensutilityboard.org.
You know what, let me tell you something, going back just a bit to that IRS thing.
Yeah.
What I always say is, where are you calling from?
Yeah.
You know, and then they try to give me some answer. I said, listen, I'd like to talk with you. Let me get the information I need. Give me your number. And they hang up at that point.
Yeah.
They immediately hang up, yeah.
It doesn't take much for them to realize, oh, this is not an easy subject. This is not going to be somebody we're going to get money from. So.
Right, so, yeah. First of all, everybody out there, remember, the Internal Revenue Service does not call you.
Right.
They will send you a letter, and if it gets really bad, they will send you a certified letter.
Exactly.
You know, so don't be falling for any of this crap, pardon the pun, about the IRS calling or any government office calling, because they have your information. They will send you a letter, and they will not do anything on the phone.
And, you know, the other thing is the utility version of that is when people call up and they claim they're from ComEd or Ameren and they say, you're behind on your bills. We're going to turn off your power this afternoon. Why don't you, but you have to go get a money card.
Yeah.
And you know, and pay off that amount. The utilities don't operate that way. They're not going to do that. That way they certainly wouldn't tell you to go out and get, you know, a cash card or something,
right.
You know, to pay that.
Right.
So, you know, be careful of anybody who calls you on the phone or, you know, claims to be from the utility. There's always an easy way to verify that. And, you know, like you said, just ask a few questions. Where are you calling from? ComEd. Well, can I see your ID number? Can I get your name? I'm going to call ComEd and find out, you know, if they're sending people to my neighborhood today. That, you know, that kind of thing, it doesn't take much. Again, these people are experts at ripping people off. They know when somebody's not a good victim.
An easy mark,
That's what it's about.
That's it. Well, listen, if people need to get a hold of you guys, what do they have to do?
Sure, they can call our toll-free hotline at 800-669-5556. We don't give out financial assistance to pay bills, but we give out, you know, knowledge. And
sure.
Let me tell you, it's, you know, you can be... Calling Cub can be an education and can teach you a lot about your bills. And also you can go to our homepage at citizensutilityboard.org, and we always have some great actions you can take. In fact, today there's a petition you can sign to the FCC about your cable box. Do you know how much money the cable industry makes out of renting that box on top of your TV?
I hate to guess.
$20 billion a year.
Wow.
That's an estimate from the FCC. The FCC has now passed rules that would allow you to bypass that rental fee and go with, you know, other alternatives, an app or another device that could be cheaper. We're asking, the cable industry is trying to derail it. We're asking people to sign a petition to support the FCC in its efforts to revamp this law. So I couldn't believe that those rental fees of the cable box, $20 billion a year.
And half the time it doesn't work.
Yes, I know.
That's the point.
I know. Ours gave us so many fits. It always does. So, yeah, so please go to our, it's at right at the top of our homepage today. It's easy to take action. Just sign a, press a button, and you'll sign our petition that we're going to send to the FCC.
That sounds great. Well, listen, you have yourself a wonderful spring, and I'm sure we'll be back talking to you come the beginning of summer or sometime during the summer because, you know, rates always have a tendency to go a little haywire in the summertime.
Absolutely. Hey, Bill, welcome back. We're really glad you're back in Illinois.
I am, too. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, sir.
It's my buddy Jim Chilson from the Citizens Utility Board. I'm Bill Jurek. We'll be back with more after this.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek, the host of Jeopardy. If your question is, how can someone who is blind enjoy the latest magazine writing and not have to pay a penny? Then the answer is Choice Magazine Listening. Every other month, we'll send you hours of stimulating, unabridged articles, short stories, and poetry from writers such as Russell Baker, Derek Walcott, Joyce Carol Oates, Bill Moyers, and Margaret Atwood. These free special speed cassettes are sent to anyone unable to read because of physical limitations. If you're interested, write today to Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. We'll also tell you how to get the necessary free Library of Congress talking book player. So write Listening, Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. Or call 516-883-8280. That's 516-883-8280. Thank you.
Welcome back.
And we're here.
We are here.
I'll tell you. It's hard to believe, though, that spring, April,
yeah,
is gone.
It's over.
We're getting ready to head it. Well, we are already into meteorological and astronomical spring. You know.
Oh, really? Are we now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I did not realize this.
It starts in March.
Well, March, yeah. But the astrological and meteorological.
That was this weekend that it was so doggone cold.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that you wanted to light your feet on fire.
And my face hasn't recovered from that.
I've been broken out.
I have been chafed and broken out since January. And I'm 40 years old, and I've never had skin problems in my life.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
And now here I am with, like, teenage acne. It's making me a little crazy.
Yes, that makes you look so cute.
I appreciate your encouragement. That's not
you're,
cute.
You're
going to
be a Clearasil girl. Oh, yeah.
A Clearasil 40-year-old.
Yeah, well, what the heck, you know.
I mean, they could open up a new market. I'll be there.
Stacey's done the same thing right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, she's a little bit older than you.
Yeah.
And she's going through the same thing.
Oh, terrible. I don't know if it's like hormone changes or what.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I hate it. Anyway.
Anyway,
I digress.
We have Miss Murillo.
Yeah, we sure do. She's going to be talking about her blog.
Probably hear what she's got to say on her blog, and then we'll come back and we'll turn up the beat with
Lainey Kleeman.
Lainey Kleeman.
That'd be me.
So here is Miss Murillo, Sandra.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Sandy's View. This morning, I have the pleasure of speaking with a very young and talented musician who her interest began at the age of 2 years old, and now she's 18 years old. She's currently the principal cellist at the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, and she has actually performed in places like Carnegie Hall in New York and featured in several NPR program performances. And this summer, she's actually heading over to Europe as part of the National Youth Orchestra, and, you know, very accomplished, young, and talented musician who is actually performing a very special concert here in Chicago this upcoming May. And today I have her here on the line with us, and joining us is her father, Dr. Benjamin Tico, who is an eye specialist, and he is also a supporter of the Lighthouse. Thank you both for joining us, Lucy Tico and Dr. Ben Tico.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, Lucy, congratulations. I know that this is a very, very special concert for you. Can you tell us exactly why? Why are you inviting all the audience, you know, people in the Chicagoland area? What's so special about this performance?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I am really excited about this performance, and what makes it so special is that I am actually on this performance, I'll be playing a world premiere of a piece and a Chicago premiere of another one. So this the program definitely has an emphasis on new works, which I think is really pretty unique for someone of my age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and
sorry.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you how it came about. The a couple of years ago, Lucy was in a competition, a concerto competition, where when after the competition, one of the judges came up to her and said, Lucy, have we really enjoyed your performance, and I'm a composer, mm-hmm. and I'd like to compose something for you to play yourself. And so she ended up with a piece that was been composed just for her. This is called Wintram, by a local composer who's also a conductor of the Northwest Symphony Orchestra, that's Kim Dinald, mm-hmm. wonderful person, and she's composed a beautiful piece for Lucy, mm-hmm. and so this is the world premiere of that piece, and we thought it's special enough that we wanted to invite as many people as possible.
Sure. And, yeah, and, you know, I understand that, you know, Lucy, you have been involved, like I said earlier, ever since you were a child, and I know that music is definitely your passion. So this must be, you know, quite an excitement and quite an honor to have a piece composed, you know, specifically for you to perform and for everyone yeah. to enjoy.
Yeah, it definitely is. I've never done anything like this, so it's pretty daunting, actually, because just a few days ago I met with Kim, the composer, mm-hmm. to go over the piece sure. and to get her input, and it's really a whole new territory, because there's no recording for me to base my interpretation off. And so it's just sort of a dialogue between me and her about getting a cohesive interpretation across that's new and exciting.
Yeah, and I know that you'll be heading over to New York. Tell us a little bit about that, about your new venture and your musical career.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to be doing this joint program with Columbia University in New York and the Juilliard School. I never anticipated my life going in this direction at all. I've sort of always been headed one track for music. I really applied to Columbia on the off chance because I did not expect to be admitted. So this is very exciting for me. I think the reason why I chose to do the joint program rather than just go to a conservatory is that I feel strongly about a renaissance, like a well-rounded education.
Sure.
Because I think it's fulfilling not only for my music making, but also just for my life in general.
No, and I understand that to the Juilliard program, only 12 applicants were, 12 students were admitted. So that's quite an honor. Congratulations once again.
Thank you, yeah.
And I understand that this concert, this very special concert, is the last concert before heading out east.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Yeah. Yeah, so can both of you tell us a little more information, the details of the concert, the who, what, when, where?
Sure. Go for it.
The concert is on Saturday, May 7th at 6 o'clock in the evening at the Second Presbyterian Church in Chicago, which is on Michigan Avenue. Okay. And the concert is free. It's being sponsored by the Eye Specialist Center, which is our ophthalmology practice, because we wanted as many people to be able to share in the concert as possible. So, yeah, May 7th at 6 o'clock, I hope that a lot of you listeners will be able to come. And there's a reception afterwards where you get a chance to meet both Lucy, but also the two composers of the new works that are being featured in the program, Kim Dinelt and David Froom. So it's not only a chance to hear some nice music, but also to meet some living composers. We're all used to hearing about Beethoven, Mozart, people who are not around anymore, but here's a chance to say, yeah, music is living, and there's new composers and new compositions all the time.
Sure. Yeah. So this is the perfect opportunity. It is the weekend before. It is the evening before Mother's Day. And also for anyone interested in going with their mother or with their family, it's a great opportunity to both meet composers and listen to wonderful music. And Dr. Tico, I know that you're interested you had a special invitation here for our listeners who are, Lighthouse clients, patients, anyone from the general public. I know that you are very interested in inviting us and inviting the organization as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've been a long-time supporter of the Lighthouse. It's such a wonderful organization and it does so many wonderful things for many people. And I've been affiliated with Lighthouse to the University of Illinois, Ioneering for me since I was a resident at the University UIC.
Sure.
And worked with, Professor Gerald Fishman, who's, of course, the famous mainstay at the Lighthouse.
Dr. Fishman,
Yeah, he's wonderful. And so many of my patients make use of the facilities and services provided there. But also, patients with visual disabilities, I think, have a special affinity for music. It speaks to things that everyone can appreciate, but I think especially for the visually impaired, music is a wonderful way to express and to communicate with other people. So I do hope that as many listeners as possible will be able to come.
Yeah, and where can people find out more about the events or about your eye practice? Well, first of all, how can they find out more about the events and register?
Lucy, do you know the website?
I don't know if there's an official website
or
if there is an Eventbrite profile that's going out.
Okay. Well, I know that...
Eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite.com.
And the search under Tico, which is T-I-C-H-O.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, and of course the...
And if there's any problems to our eye practice, the phone number is 708-423-4070. And if anybody calls to that number, we'll be able to direct them on information about the concert. So that's 708-423-4070.
Okay, so they can call then your eye practice. Could you repeat the number again?
Sure, it's 708-423-4070.
And we're
making this part of our practice because it's supposed to be a celebration of Lucy, and also I think we're trying to bring in patients with vision problems and just friends and family to bring their kids because it's Mother's Day, like you said.
Definitely. Yeah, and of course, for anyone interested in finding out more, the event again will be held on Saturday, May 7th. Doors open at 5 at the Second Presbyterian Church, and that is at 1936 South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And again, thanks, Dr. Tico and Lucy, thanks so much for the information. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just really hope to see as many people as possible there, because I'd love to share these, not only these two wonderful premieres, but also all the other repertoire that I'm playing, because it's going to be, the program spans four centuries of music, so I think that there's definitely something there for everyone. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to have lots of people there.
Yeah, definitely. About you, Dr. Tico, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate your work on this and all the other things that you do. Thanks again.
Well, thank you both. And again, thanks, Lucy. Congratulations and best of luck in your new journey out in New York. And I know that this summer you're heading to Europe as well, so best of luck with that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you both, and have a great day.
If you enjoy listening to The Beacon, why not become part of the family? You can tell our audience about your product or service at a reasonable cost. We will even help you produce your message in a way that will capture our listeners' ear for you. By advertising on The Beacon, you will not only reach thousands of people who need and want your product or service, don't have an agency, or wouldn't know the first thing about producing a radio commercial, let The Beacon staff help you write and produce your message. Now that the economy is picking up and people are spending more on things they need, this is the perfect opportunity for you to get the word out. For more information and a free consultation, just call Bill Jurek at 312-997-3678 or email Bill at bill.jurek@chicagolighthouse.org. Come on, join the Beacon family and increase your sales by reaching an audience that really wants to hear your message. Call today at 312-997-3678. Again, that's 312-997-3678 or bill.jurek@chicagolighthouse.org.
1 in 6 of the wounded U.S. soldiers evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan battle zones suffered eye injuries. That's the highest rate of eye injuries since the Civil War. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, part of the Library of Congress, is stepping up to help. NLS works with military hospitals, rehab centers, and groups such as the Blinded Veterans Association to make sure that service members who have sacrificed so much for their country can still experience the pleasures of reading. Through the free NLS Talking Book Program, eligible veterans have access to thousands of bestsellers, biographies, westerns, self-help books, and more, and a variety of magazines. Veterans receive priority service from NLS, but any U.S. resident who is blind, has low vision, or cannot hold a book because of a physical illness or disability may sign up for the program. To learn more about what NLS can do for you or a friend or loved one, visit www.loc.gov/NLS or call 1-888-NLS-READ.
Always informative.
Oh, Sandy?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a hard worker.
She is.
She's a good kid.
She's been here a year. We don't have many interns that stick around for a year.
No, and you know what? In a couple of weeks, we're going to be celebrating her one-year anniversary.
That's
I got to do an interview with her a little later on.
She is a prize.
She is a jewel.
Yes,
absolutely. But so are you.
I know.
Because we're going to let us turn up the beat, and you are going through a series of
smoothies.
Of smoothies.
Yes.
So I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just going to let you have at it.
Thank you, darling.
Have at it.
So I gave a bunch of smoothies over the last few weeks, a bunch of smoothie recipes. I did this weekend try the Ruby Tuesday smoothie.
Oh.
Not a fan.
No.
But I really was hoping. I don't like grapefruit. And I was really hoping that the grapefruit combined with the apples and the carrots would sort of tamper the really bitter taste that I find grapefruit to be. It didn't. It didn't.
Even
so,
the ruby red?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't know if I got a ruby red or not. I just grabbed a grapefruit. I thought they were all the same.
Ruby red is extremely dark.
Is it?
Yes.
I didn't get an extremely dark grapefruit.
Then you got a Texas grapefruit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so. See, I didn't realize there was a big difference. So
yeah,
maybe
like,
I should give it another shot. But
yeah, you should.
I was disappointed because it sounded really good.
Yep.
It sounded very refreshing, and it just I actually dumped it out and made another one. But just my 2 cents.
So now what are we doing?
So what we have to
Wednesday or Thursday?
Oops, I lost my smoothie recipe. Okay, we've got Thursday, and.
And we're doing.
Okay, here we go. I've got all these recipes on my phone, and we don't get any signal in the studio. So I'm trying to do the shortcut,
and
it's just not working.
Don't believe she's been drinking this.
It is 7 a.m. on a Saturday,
that's
after
right.
all.
Yes.
All right, Detox Thursday Smoothie. That's
wow.
what we're doing today. Smoothie Love.
Well, how appropriate. Detox Thursday.
Detox Thursday.
All right.
And this is actually a green smoothie. I realize that most of these aren't green smoothies. I like my green smoothies because it's a good way to get in your
kale.
Greens and your kale that you don't have to taste. I mean, that's kind of the key. You don't have to taste it. So for our Detox Thursday smoothie, we've got two handfuls of baby spinach,
yes.
One cup of fresh pineapple, or
yes.
I use frozen, same difference,
yeah,
same diff. One pear peeled and sliced, one apple, 20 grapes, and...
One pear? Just a pear, the fruit, the pear.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yes. One fruit, pear,
okay.
Sliced and peeled. One apple, 20 grapes. It doesn't say whether to slice the apple. I did slice my apple, but I suppose you probably don't have to.
Probably
the skin, I mean, we eat the skin anyway, so whatever you want to do, whatever your preference is.
Well, it all gets mushed up anyway.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah,
it pulverizes. 20 grapes and two slices.
20 grapes?
20. Not 19, not 21, 20 grapes.
Green, red, or black?
It does not say, so your preference.
I see.
Dealer's choice.
So long as it's not seeded.
Correct.
Okay.
Seedless grapes. That should probably an important important tip. And then two slices of fresh ginger. Pulverize that. I always put ice in my smoothies if I'm not using frozen fruit or vegetables because it's just a million times better when it's icy.
Or you could use sherbet.
Yes, darling. You could use sherbet if you want to add 100 grams of sugar to your healthy smoothie. That's fine. Anyway,
getting disgusted
moving on.
Go ahead.
So that's it. So Detox Thursday smoothie, get your health on. Replace,
yep.
You know, replace a meal a day with a smoothie and you'll find yourself with more energy and some weight loss and, you know, everybody will be happy.
Sounds like a plan. How about flaxseed?
I like flaxseed. I use it. I don't know if it really does anything. It's not like I feel, just a burst of energy. But
well, they say it's supposed to be good for your
heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not only your heart.
Well, it is good for your heart.
To get you to go.
Well, it's got fiber in it.
Yep.
It's got omega-3s in it, which are, you know,
it's got
a lot of the same oils that are found in walnuts that are good for your heart.
Right.
And so, yeah, I like to use flaxseed.
God, I hate walnuts.
Do you? So use flaxseed. And so you can't even taste flaxseed.
No,
it's
you
completely
can't.
Tasteless.
No, I know.
Yeah. And make sure that you pulverize it into a flax meal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want to just eat this. The seeds actually
You know what? I use the oil. Use the oil.
There you go.
For me, at least.
That works, too.
The oil,
use the oil. I like chia seeds. I like hemp seeds. You know, I mean, everything is a trend. These are the power foods of the month. Who knows what it'll be next month. But
you never know.
You never know. I mean, it can't hurt, right?
So what I want you to do then is tell everybody that it will be listed on our website.
It will be on our Facebook page and our Twitter page, which are both Chicago Beacon.
And they can,
not Chicago Beacon. I always do that. Lighthouse Beacon.
And then we can, you know, they can try it and see what they think.
That sounds fantastic.
You know, and if they get poisoned, they know where to come to sue.
I'm not giving them their fruits and veggies.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you for another informative Let Us Turn Up the Beat segment.
You're welcome.
And we will be back right after this.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
We're back.
We are. Look at us.
Look at, I'm telling you, we're moving along here, moving along side by side, as they say. But a lot of people like that segment, believe it or not.
I do believe it. Thank you for your vote of confidence.
Yep.
That's very kind of you.
Yep. So that's good. Tom's Corner.
Yeah.
Tom always has a plethora of information for us.
He does.
And he sometimes drags some of the guys from the technology department up to talk with us. He had Luke up a few weeks ago.
I don't know Luke.
No, but he was. Luke's great. Luke was terrific.
Well, that's good. It's always nice to have a new character.
Yeah, when we did the light show. So.
Good.
Luke is British.
Oh.
So he had the British accent.
Well, that adds some color to it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Add a little flavor to the Beacon.
Absolutely.
Lovely. So. Well, I think this week it's just Tom and Brian.
I think so, too.
All right.
So should we take a little walk down the street to listen to that music?
Let's do that.
And knock on the door, and look who's answering. It is Brian Hawkins.
Welcome in to Tom's Corner, everyone. Another edition here. And today we have updates on Prodigy products. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Brian, I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fine, as always. And the Duo and the Connect 12 have new updates you wanted to talk about.
Yes, they do. You know, HumanWare's done a lot of work recently in bringing new products to market.
Mm-hmm.
And the Braille device called the Braille Touch is like starting on fire around the whole country. And anyone who uses Braille products, and you got to check out their website, humanware.com. But in their low vision world, which is mostly what we focus on,
mm-hmm.
Of course, the Prodigy was launched here 2 years ago, and they continue to do updates. The Prodigy looks like a CCTV, but it actually has a unique feature where it had behind the screen is a tablet that is you can take out from the device and carry that around with you. So the Prodigy allows you to take a picture of the page and it reads it out loud. It also shows you in the display the size of the word that you need. And while it's reading out loud, it goes like a teleprompter, goes up the screen and automatically reads and changes the words for you. Just an amazing product. One of the things that people have been asking for a long time is to be able to do multi-pages so that you could literally take a picture of an entire chapter of a book or a whole book if you wanted to,
mm-hmm.
and then save it into the machine and then either sit at the machine or take the little tablet with you and go sit in the chair or go sit on the bus. And with a little earbud, you could actually turn it on and listen. And so this is the first time that this is going to be available, and it's coming in the new upgrade. What's neat about Prodigy Duo is that it is upgradable,
mm-hmm.
and all these upgrades that the company continues to make are free. And that's a new thing in our field, because not too many years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, there wasn't anything on the market that was upgradable. And so people would buy something, you know, very expensive, maybe
right.
$2,000 or $3,000. And then they would say, oh, I wish I would have waited because there was something better.
Yeah. Right.
So some of that is in our field, which we're really excited about, no longer happens with some of these new products. So Prodigy Duo is there. It's available actually now on a special of $150 off. And then they make what's called a Prodigy Desktop. So if you're going to use it like a CCTV, you're going to leave it on your desk and you're not going to carry a tablet around with you. That's also available at a lower cost. That's also on sale for $100 less. So I wanted to mention that. What's really on fire is the new Prodigy Connect 12. And the Connect 12, we actually had a hand in inventing that product. And it uses a Samsung tablet
right.
as the whole machine. And so you can fold that up flat. It has a little handle. You can carry it like a skinny little briefcase is what it looks like. It's not very heavy. And so it's super portable.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole device works like a Samsung tablet. In fact, now that Android allows you to zoom in and to use TalkBack on the Android system, more of those tablets are accessible for people. that can do those kind of things where they've sort of caught up to the iPhone, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the tablet, the Kinect 12 tablet, actually has Prodigy software built in, so you can put your paper right under the tablet, and the stand will hold it, you know, approximately 10 inches above the paper, and then you can look at the top and right underneath, like a CCTV. You can read, you can use gestures like pinch and reverse pinch to make it bigger and smaller, and it's really unbelievable just to have a unit like that. So there are many, many new features that are going to be upgradable for the Prodigy Kinect 12, similar to the Prodigy, because it's the same company, the same software. So you'll be able to do soon multi-pages.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's neat about that one is you'll be able to exit the Prodigy software and go right into the Samsung tablet. And if you use a little Bluetooth keyboard, you could then do your email, or you could go on to the different apps or read the newspaper or what, all the things, Google Play and Google Docs and all of the things that come with Android are all accessible for you. So that's, I think, the wave of the future, these more mobile products that allow you to interact with the internet and apps and not just have a standalone unit anymore. So we're pretty excited about it, and it's been featured at schools recently a lot. The school systems are buying it for students with low vision because there's a wireless camera that clamps to the table, and it can be focused on the front, the smart board. It
can,
it'll actually interact with the smart board, and the teacher can actually load things right into the tablet so the student can see what's on the board, or they can actually point the camera to what's on the board. If the teacher wants to send a student the homework through Google Docs, they can actually paste it from Google Docs and put it into Prodigy. Lots and lots of upgrades and updates. And that's going to continue to get better and better, too. So I think people now, they're thinking and investing in some of these newer, lighter weight mobile products. This is this would be a really good time
to do so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm guessing because of the name that there are 12 peripherals that you can connect to it.
There are 12. You're right. 12 peripherals that connect to it, and so I always forget to say that with the Kinect.
Like the
12,
camera,
yeah.
And then the keyboard, and I guess
There's
lots of things.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you can sort of configure it to your own special needs.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Now you are on the road again.
We are coming up. We had some good shows this last week. We were in Rockford at the Center for the Blind and Hearing Impaired, and that's a great place. Lots of interest in some of this new technology. Friday we were at the Harper College, where students who are in community colleges came to a conference called Pathways, and we were able to show lots of technology there. So this week, coming up Tuesday on May 3rd, is our show in Romeoville, and that's from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And it's at the Senior Star at Weber Place in Romeoville. So we look forward to seeing you there. It's open, free to the public. So please come if you'd like to see this or any other types of independent living aids, talking clocks, talking watches, all kinds of things that the Lions Club allow us and sponsor us to bring out into the community to let people know. There's also things available for sale at these shows, and we stand behind all the things that we sell. May 17th is coming up at our Chicago Lighthouse North facility in Glenview. So we're looking forward to that. It's the same kind of thing. It's an open house from 10 to 3. So please come, or if you know someone who is experiencing vision loss and frustrated and wants to be able to improve the quality of their life. Then later in May 24th, we're going to be at the Private Bank in Worth in the South Suburbs. And we're excited to work with them. These last couple of years, we've been going out there. That location is 7103 West 111th Street, so in Worth. So we're looking forward to that. And June I guess we give you a sneak preview for June. June 7th, we'll be in Hoffman Estates at the Schaumburg Township office. Their address is 1 Illinois Boulevard. And so Hoffman Estates. You know, I grew up in the north of suburbs. We used to have a name for all the different towns, but it's Hoffman Estates.
Hoffman Estates, right, of course. Nice place.
All right.
Well, that's it. The road shows and, of course, updates on the Prodigy Duo and Connect 12. He's Tom Persky. I'm Brian Hawkins. This is The Beacon.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, April
last
is over.
Show of April.
Bye-bye, April.
We can put a lid on it, as they say.
Boy.
You know, and now we go into May.
Yeah.
You're going to be planting?
You know, I don't have a spot in my townhouse to really plant. I'm not a gardener. I love the thought of planting a vegetable garden.
Right.
I have to figure out how to do it, but I don't know if, you know, because our back patio area is shaded.
Boxes.
Yeah, and it's just shaded, and so I don't know if it would grow.
You know,
so probably not this spring, is my point.
Okay, the swimming pool.
Yes.
Children's swimming pools are working, are good to do.
That's a great idea.
That's what they recommend for people like me.
I'm Googling it. Oh, do they?
Yes.
Like people who are blind and visually impaired?
Yeah, I'll tell you more about it. Maybe we'll even do a segment.
We should.
I think we will do that.
I would love to learn something about that.
Well, thanks to Dr. Janet Slick, who is our CEO at the Chicago Lighthouse, believes in our program, and has kept us on the air for these many years. And she's done such a great job. Sandra Murillo as well. And
Mr. Brian Hawkins, of course.
Right. Not only does he engineer, he hosts Tom's Corner. And once in a while, he'll even fill in. So
yes, he will.
So I think that's a good thing. Talked to the Mighty House guys a couple of weeks ago. Great bunch of people.
They always have been.
Great bunch of people. You know, I told him about how I used to watch that one guy, Abrams, on Channel 11.
Uh-huh.
And I says, every time I worked at Channel 11, that he was always making a bench.
Never anything else, huh?
The guy always said, he must have had enough benches to,
always
to cover
just a
all,
bench.
All of New England's backyards. Well, anyway, we'll be back here next week, Saturday morning, same time, same station.
Looking forward to it.
You can catch us on Chris Radio Wednesday night and also as a podcast. I'm Bill Jurek.
I'm Lainey Kleeman.
Stick around for the Mighty House guys. They're coming up next right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk.